snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleigh.
So, hi, welcome to a very different movie podcast.
Actually, I think maybe we can name this podcast. What do you think, guys? Can we actually name? No, okay, sorry.
What?
Sorry.
You have 2 seconds to come up with a name. Two seconds, come up with a name.
Once monthly podcast about how we're doing fantasy movies.
No, this is directly linked to our name.
Based on the other podcast that we're recording, we're going to give this one a new name.
So I know you might have heard us mention it in whispers and mumbles over the last year, but last year
expletives.
we participated in a little competition that Damien invented of a movie fantasy league, and to begin, I guess we should start with the results of last year's fantasy league.
Fuck you,
Damien. As the creator of this, can you hand out the awards of last year's?
So, it was a simple game. Whoever wins makes the most money. And we had some complicated nonsense to find out how that happened. But, with $3.25 billion, Douglas and I came second. Andrew was a distant third. But we made terrible choices. And we decided to use Andrew's idea of only domestic money. Domestic not being Jamaican money, because then it would have been a sad, hilarious joke.
I want to find the source of that.
Oh god, it would have been so good. Just call Carib every week.
How much people went to my deal?
How much money did Stoker make? What is Stoker? Alright, $0.
Pick one to my deal movie of the year.
So we use the US domestic figures from one Box Office Mojo. We're just straight up stealing their numbers. It's not a
sponsor
collaboration thing.
We just needed one
because, dog, we needed one. And so, Andrew was in second place when you add up the straight numbers, but he got a bonus. As the rule states, where we take $50 million from Douglas, which put him behind Andrew from the second we took the $50 million. He also got $50 million from me, and I have no shot whatsoever.
But we can make it clear that even though,
and we added the $100 million,
I made it a point Andrew to watch as many movies as I could have.
Which
managed.
Is probably why you won.
Which That's is probably why you won.
Douglas refused to because he picked horrible movies.
Right.
Well, you know what it was too?
Smurfs. You know what it was
too? And on top of that, his horrible movies underperformed.
Yeah, but I had some that, honestly, I do believe that if I had watched them, I still would have come out on
top. I'm sure
because,
if Douglas went full on with me, he would have won.
Because the thing about it is, right, like it wasn't just...
What are the movies you thought made money that you could have watched?
Let's just calm down here. Remember, it was only about $50 million why I lost to him.
You lost to him by $125 million.
No, I didn't. I lost to him by about 70.
No, we took $50 million from you.
Yeah.
And Andrew was passed.
He has 138, and I have 144.
Yeah.
That's roughly. That's like.
No, but that is using his math.
Oh, okay. So you did your version, and
whatever.
I did addition. Never mind.
Anyway,
doesn't matter.
Right. So. Right, yeah, there was one other thing to it too, and this is a bad character flaw on me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, you know what? I'm going to beat him with less movies and laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to
How
do.
How you laughing now, bitch?
Exactly.
How do you laugh now?
So I have the Shiva. Damien is
who
the
is the Sacco? Wait, we hadn't announced it, but okay. Damien is the Sacco.
Douglas saved himself from the Sacco by having Fast and Furious
in
his list.
I don't think I saved myself from anything because it's clear, right? The competition was always between me and you. Damien was nowhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
I was joking this
whole unfortunately.
From we started.
And I remember he spoke the most game when
he
started.
Yeah,
when the game was announced and Damien came in with all of his rules.
Right.
He's like, I've done these numbers and I know how I'm going to trick and win all of this.
I've run the numbers. The problem was, from the off, none of my movies performed.
Mm-hmm.
None of them.
Yeah.
Andrew, on the other hand, pick movies that way overperform. Andrew likes to look at us and says, I thought all these movies were going to make $100 million. If there is a man on earth that thought an Alfonso Cuarón movie would make $250 million in the States.
It made 300 and change.
I'm going to... No, overall it made like half a billion dollars.
No, in the States, I think.
In the States, how much did it make?
I don't know.
I
stopped counting at
200. It doesn't matter.
If
someone looks at me and says, Damien, Alfonso Cuarón, you know him, right? First of all, I'd be one of three people.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, Sandra Bullock and
George Clooney
is
in
it.
In space.
Are there aliens? No, it's just them. You'd have got... All right. Nice try, guys. Even when we saw the trailer, we were all excited. We knew that movie was going to make money. And then, zillions of dollars. I don't have a one of those movies.
But Damien...
Not even one.
Let's forget, because that's a one-off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Please remember that this guy picked every shitty comedy
that
known to man.
That went on to make another movie.
First of all, before we go any further, remember he doesn't like comedies. You like a lot of the comedies.
No. I like good comedies.
He's talking about the fact that they went on to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Two of your comedies made more money than his...
bad movies.
Hangover 3. Yeah.
Right.
Hangover 3 we thought would have made a lot of money.
After Hangover 2 I knew that wasn't going to make a lot of money.
Andrew, you cannot know that your two movies, The Heat and Identity Thief, would beat Hangover 3.
Yes.
That is important. Nobody. That's why they put his movie in the summer. That is the reason they put it in the summer. To make a lot of money.
Remember, The Heat was going to come out earlier.
You see,
and that's shifting.
You know, the sad thing about it.
Yeah, I can't argue with him because he won.
No. The sad thing about it is I believe him. I believe, not that it made sense, but that he
believes. That is his logic.
Because remember, Damien, 1 + 1 is equal to chicken.
It's chicken.
All right.
Let's not quarrel over the misgivings and the luckiness of last year.
Andrew won, but there
was
no podcast.
Because guess what? All sorts of luck went through. I mean, I got lucky as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Catching Fire made...
No, I don't know. That was not that I was talking that up from day one.
Frozen
was definitely. Even though I was hoping because of who was behind it, you know, Disney has a
push.
You
did that for five of your movies,
and
Frozen was the only one.
Right.
And in fairness, the movies that I picked that underperformed were terrible movies. Right? So I don't blame people for not going to watch my terrible movies. In fact, the game was set up specifically to punish people who watch terrible movies.
Yep.
Douglas got lucky because most of his terrible movies did not perform, so he could have just looked beyond
them.
Nope. Like The Host. I would have loved to have watched Douglas watch The Host. It would have bring
all the joy in the world.
I'm more
worried about seeing him come here and tell me he liked it. Right? Kind of like how you said he liked Epic. Because I can't comprehend it.
Like,
but I know where you're going, right. And I'm okay with that, and I understand it, right?
I'd have loved to see him try it,
right?
And part of me wishes he would have come in here and said.
But anyways, once again,
The Host,
I don't want to dwell
on
the details of last
exactly,
year's competition.
Right. So,
and guys, I'm getting a trophy for this year.
Awesome!
I already went down to GISCOM. They gave me a quotation.
We need to get
for
both. Yeah.
Yeah. They already gave me a quotation. I need a simple design.
All right.
One of the, like, they already have a trophy that I like. I like it because it is unrelated to movies. Nothing to do with it. I just love to have only a movie podcast and then at the top have the theme. But I'm not sure yet.
But yeah, I think we should probably start off with kind of describing the game
and
the rules and what we're doing,
especially with the rule changes.
Yeah,
right.
Well, not just the changes, because remember, nobody knows about what the rules are. So, what are the rules?
Right. So, I'll start, and Damon can correct me whenever I go wrong.
Sure.
In this game, we will pick over the span of the year 20 films each.
You're already wrong.
I'm coming. Give me 1 second. 1 second.
That was supposed to never. I was like, everything you said I was going to say wrong.
Okay,
but you're taking this serious. So I'm going to you can't be wrong. Of course you're picking 20 movies.
And how the winner is calculated is each film we will rate on a scale of 4 with no decimal points, and 0 is not allowed, right? Sorry?
Never mind.
And whatever the US domestic gross is over the span of the year from January 1st, 2014 to the first Sunday inclusive of January 2015,
which I think is the 7th,
right? Whatever the domestic gross is of that film multiplied by our rating. So if Douglas gives a movie 3 out of 4, that would be 75% of his gross.
Oh, that's how it works.
And of course, it would average out over the 3 of our rating of that film. If Douglas does not watch his movie, he is not allowed any money
from
the film.
Even if Damien thought it was the number one
right.
movie of the year.
Yes.
Right.
Unfortunate.
So on so
which
forth.
I would have.
There is also an at the end of the year bonus, which we mentioned, to deal with last year's scores, which is whoever has the highest average rating gets 100 million while 50 million is removed from the other two players.
First under 2015.
Now, the changes in rules, have I messed up anything so far?
No.
Okay. The changes we've decided on for the year to come is that we are sticking with 20 movies in our lineup. However, we're going to have a slight difference as to how it works, which is that in the initial part, we are going to be picking 16 films each. And down the year, in two instances, at the end of April and at the end of August, we are going to have moments of picking the next 4 films as we feel fit. As well, we are also picking 5 films as our designated substitutes, which we have no control over, but anytime a movie within our initial 20 are pushed out of the air for whatever reason, our substitute comes up and takes that place immediately. This is to avoid the issue we had this year, last year, which is that when a movie is pushed out, you are forced only into the box of time of future, which we find out very late in the year and kind of screws with us, especially because we don't get nice movies. So that'll be an interesting change. Also, we are going to...
This is a calendar app.
It's
a calendar. It's terrific.
Mm-hmm. I've lost.
Also,
I've lost.
We are going to...
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the rule changes.
You just spoke about the substitutes.
Right.
And that helps us because of the timing, because we are in movie going Siberia, according to Mr. Ryan McNeil. And I don't know what you were... I think you probably said you... Oh, yes, you were talking about August and April.
Yeah.
We get to pick the last 3 movies in our slots.
Oh, also another addendum to the substitute rule, which is that if for a unreasonable reason you are unable to watch your film... And we are defining unreasonable as something to be discussed at the time. You are allowed to push your film out and let a substitute come up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, you know, because we
are
where we live.
Because
Especially this is going to happen in... I think this mostly will happen in December.
Yeah.
Where, you know, a movie either doesn't come out or actually it might happen in the middle of the year because Carib is Carib. But
that is true.
Definitely. Well, actually, no. It has to be later because in the middle
we would wait for DVD releases
and
VOD
yeah.
and stuff.
But in the later part of the year, I would say from say September, either Carib won't bring it out, or sometimes what they do is they bring it out, realize it doesn't do well, and pull it the next day.
So we don't get unless we were there that first day,
right.
We're boned.
So that's I think that's probably the only reason that we'd get that.
Yeah. Also, a restriction we've put on ourselves is that for this year, at least in our initial selection, we don't know if it'll mess up as movies get pushed out or if they do. You must at least pick one film within each month.
Yeah.
Of the year.
Yeah.
Because we are planning to have this monthly podcast and we're hoping to force it in such a way that we end up always having something to talk about. So while we still have a lot of more than 12 films to pick, so we're going to have a lot of distribution of films throughout the year, and there might be a glut in one area, summer. It's not going to be as bad as it was last year. Okay. Where literally, I think we had weekends where we had taken up every film being released. I also put in, well, this was always a personal rule for me because it applied only to me last year. Now I've put it in as an official rule because I know Douglas is Mr. Official and likes to always say the rule didn't exist.
Yep.
So I call this a TIFF rule, to say that you are not allowed to pick a film that you have seen previous to picking.
Damn it, why can't I want to pick Mobius, Andrew? That's going to make bank.
Because it's unfair to the other person who doesn't have that information. Because the idea is that we go in with the same amount of information when we decide our films. Is there any other rule that I've missed out? I can't think of anything else that we've decided to change.
Nothing special. Just, you know, we'll have our monthly podcast. And every once in a while, you might hear us pick movies. Not just because of the August and April dates, but... you know, every once in a while something might happen and a substitute might have to come up and we're going to have to pick another substitute to round off our five. So yeah. you might hear at the beginning of, say, the January or the... well, this is the January, but the February podcast that one of Damien's movies has been pushed to next year and he's got to pick a fifth substitute. But I think that's about it.
Okay, so...
pretty much.
So let's take a moment to quickly go through, because we already did our draft.
Yes,
we did. Our initial draft of 16 and 5 substitutes.
Yes.
Let's take a moment to go through our drafted films.
Do we have
And then we can start making fun of each other for making poor decisions.
Yep.
Douglas, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Well, no.
You are the winner.
No, the winner should go first.
All right, I will go first. To be noted, we decided in the order of drafting to go in reverse order. So
yes.
Damien was given first pick and I was given
because
last.
Because I am the worst.
Because he was the psycho and
right.
I am the champion. And this is in the order that it was selected in the draft. I haven't decided to order it by release date yet. I have picked Captain America Winter Soldier for April. Guardians of the Galaxy, so I've gone for the Marvel double feature.
Yeah, you have.
Jupiter Ascending, or as I like to call it, more Cloud Atlasing.
More Cloud Atlas or more Matrix?
More Cloud Atlas. That
like
looks
like
Cloud Atlas.
I feel like it's going to be more Matrix. I don't know why, but...
Matrices?
Right. 22 Jump Street, because, you know, you always want to go across the road. Godzilla, because...
Godzilla,
guys. And it's done by a filmmaker who I respect, doing a monster movie.
Who's doing this one?
Gareth Edwards, the guy who...
oh,
Monsters.
Right, yeah.
God, Monsters is good.
Noah, because Darren Aronofsky is the best. Gone Girl, because
yeah,
David Fincher is the best.
Yep.
With Batman, he's the best. Exodus, not because Ridley Scott is the best, but because I'm hoping somewhat that Ridley Scott going back to epic filmmaking might be good, because
the last
I really love
it.
Kingdom of Heaven.
Well, but what about the last epic he made?
Hmm?
That you guys fought
probably,
me so hard.
Probably made a lot of money, though.
That wasn't an epic, that was just space crap. my January release requiring me to pick a movie in January, I'm going for silly ride along with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart, hoping that'll work out. Because honestly, I'm kind of looking forward to that movie, kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I picked The Box Trolls with Simon Pegg in a stop motion animation movie. I had to go artsy to give one movie for rating purposes to hope it's really amazing, which is the Wes Anderson Grand Budapest Hotel. With November wrapped up with what you'll hear these guys grab from me, I went and said, you know what, fuck it. I'm going for the Dumb and Dumber sequel, which they actually bring back Jeff Daniels and
Jim Carrey. Yeah.
And the Farrelly Brothers, so who knows. I'm getting more and more into horror movies, so what the fuck, I'm taking a summer horror movie, hoping it banks out with Scott Derrickson's Deliver Us From Evil. To round it out, Jason Bateman's Bad Words, The Monuments Men by George Clooney in February, and the musical Into the Woods in December. Who knows? Maybe that's a movie I picked just because it might the fuck get pushed out. And for my substitutes, my five substitutes, I have picked in order Expendables 3, The Purge 2, Jane Got a Gun, Annie, and Like Father, Like Son, because if my fifth substitute comes up, fuck this shit.
It's over. Something terrible has happened.
All right, well, Andrew, I see glaring holes in that list, sir. Three of them. But anyway, so my list,
children. When so when I started picking the first pick, my first pick, coming from the strength of my last year's pick, was Hunger Games 3.
3.1
Mockingjay,
Heart One,
Fire. Right. Then I said, you know what?
Already minus a point because it's half a movie, right? Right. That's our rule.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, sure. We'll get two.
Yeah, you know. Then my next pick was, you know what? Guess what, guys? I like X-Men. So
the hell you do.
X-Men Days of Future in May. It's great. And then for third, I said, you know what? I'm going to make all of the money, maybe not any of the ratings, with Transformers Age
Part
of Extinction.
With Marky Mark.
Yeah. Marky Mark.
With the top three out of the way, I allowed myself some folly. So I decided to go with Hercules, not this month's Hercules, but summer's Hercules with Brett Ratner and The Rock.
Because you know Brett Ratner, he's
The Rock presents
Brett Ratner's Hercules. They should change it to that.
Yep. I also picked Night at the Museum because the last couple movies did well, and hey, for some reason I like them.
Tom Lennon writes them.
There you go. Maybe that's why. I also picked because February was quite the month. I picked RoboCop.
That movie looks horrible.
It kind of
so
does.
So good.
Can't it kind of does. In October, I picked The Interview, which looks to be, you know, interesting. I haven't seen any trailers or anything, but it's from, you know, the funny people. You know,
it's from the same directing team as This Is the End.
Exactly.
It's from the funny people.
Right? So, why not? I also picked Muppets Most Wanted for March because guess what, guys? Mm-hmm. No matter how bad that movie is, both myself and Andrew are going to give it a 4 because we love the Muppets.
If they sing a song, I'm there.
Yeah.
They sing a song, gets a 1. So good luck.
So Seth MacFarlane is making a movie for this year. It's called A Million Ways to Die in the West. I'm very happy I got this movie. When I was doing my research for this list, I was just blown away by how much money Ted made. It made, I think, over $300 million.
Yeah, it was
and
awesome.
I loved that movie.
Yeah, so, Flash Gordon was
yeah,
in it. So
I mean, that was just superb.
Will he be in this one?
And so I hope that Seth can, do it again.
At John Legend?
Encore. I also got That Awkward Moment. That is my January pick. I was very sad, and I won't talk about the movie because Damien has to say it, but I'm very sad because Damien took what I wanted for January, and so I just
The Legend of Hercules.
That was just a bit of an audible for me. September, This Is Where I Leave You. I can't even remember what that movie is.
We already know why it's not winning.
Yep. Sin City, of course, I had to pick for August. Big Hero 6, which looks to be interesting. It's Marvel. It's animated. It's at the end of the year. It's in November.
Which means
but,
it's going to
but,
crush
you know,
everything.
Why not? That would be
I'm
an
going
interesting
to cry.
Pick.
It crushes Hunger Games.
Well,
it's going to
cry. Well, guess what?
There
will
be
does,
one movie
good
on
for
this
me.
That just runs away with zillions of dollars.
Yep. I kind of went out left field there with this pick for April, The Quiet One, starring Sam Claflin. What?
Made $1 billion.
Okay.
How much did this pick of me make?
Half of that.
Anyway. So
half
yes,
of that in total.
Pick The Quiet Ones for April, which I'm hoping will actually be good. You never know.
It won't.
I picked The Book of Life for October, which is yet another animated feature which might do well. You know, it might Channing the Tatum out of it. Mm-hmm. And we've got The Winter's Tale. Why? I don't know what it's about, but guess who's in it? Will Smith. So why
we're
not?
Going straight.
All
right. And so just since Andrew said his substitutes, mm-hmm. I'm going to give my substitutes in order. So the first one is the first one that will pop up, and the last one, of course, the last. And guess what? If it does, as Andrew says, fuck this game. So we go from top being The Chef, directed by the director of Iron Man, starring the stars of Iron Man.
You can never advertise it like that.
From Iron Man.
Starring
the
Iron
starring
Man.
Iron Man.
If they do it,
comes
if
the Iron Chef.
If they do market it like that,
yeah,
shit,
Marvel
maybe I should
them.
Have put it on my
Marvel will
list.
Sue them. Disney slash Marvel will sue them into nothingness.
Number two is also a number two. It's Rio Part 2.
The second
we
one.
Have The Loft. Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Mm-hmm. And
fuck it. It worked for Andrew. Why can't it work for me? Melissa McCarthy in St. Vincent de Van Nuys.
I like how you don't use that logic for your actual list. You're like, that's my number five substitute. Mm-hmm. If that comes up, I'm screwed anyways.
Exactly.
I'll have to watch a Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, wait. I don't like it.
I know there was one rule I forgot to mention.
Uh-huh.
One rule addition we put in was that there is a penalty in place.
Oh, yes.
If you do not watch at least 80% of your films. Right.
You forfeit half of your total. Sorry,
that's what no. I think it's a quarter of the excess or something like that. Oh, yeah, it's a quarter of the films you haven't watched, yeah.
Total earnings?
Damien, what is your list?
Right. So, unlike these fools, I'm going to go month by month.
Because you've taken the time to order yours.
In January. I've picked Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit.
Asshole!
Because January is so strong.
That was a movie Douglas had on his list
from
last
year. Yeah. I feel like you took my movie. That's my movie.
Even though you still think it's dumb.
That is terrific news.
Do I think it's dumb? I don't know. I think it could be good, but I think more than likely any movie coming out
Chris
in January
Pine
is dumb.
In it. And it looks so bad. But you have to take something in January, so I took that.
I got right along. I'm happy.
In February, so you pronounce that, there is the Lego movie.
I wanted that movie, Damon. Yep.
Uh-huh. I'm very, very
I got sad. Their other movie, though.
Right.
I got the Jump Street thing.
Fair enough. But in February, there is one of my substitutes that is in there. A terrible movie. What's Name Pompey? it is substitute. I'm hoping that none of my substitutes make any money, because if that has happened, I have made terrible decisions.
You have another February substitute.
And it is. Why did you bring that up?
You're the one doing this in month order.
Just tell him what it is.
It is the need for the speed.
First of all, Need for Speed is in March. So you.
I have it down as February.
You've messed up. Need for Speed is March. In March, though, I have 300 Rise of an Empire, because if 1 300 is good, 2 300 is 600. And as Andrew said before, the need for speed with Jesse Pinkman and Walter White
running
being the
away
devil.
From Walter White.
If only.
I want them to just have that one scene in the movie.
We'll just have breaking
down posters. No, not even the poster. Even if they do that, that's alright. But, you know, they have all of these movies where they have the one moment where they ask the main character, why are you so sad and, like, brooding and always having to win like this? And he's like, I knew a man who broke down my life.
Blue crystals.
He killed my girlfriend.
How's your car so fast? Blue crystals. Why am I watching this?
He was called Mr. White. Shot him.
In April, I've taken Captain America. No. Sadly, I was beaten to Captain America. So I took Rio 2. Oh, wait.
No.
Wasn't beaten to that, though.
No.
Come on, guys. So in April, I took Transcendence.
You're taking hope on Chris Nolan's Student.
Right, and I'm taking note that I saw the trailer, and the trailer looks interesting.
Really? I don't think so.
I'm hoping, I'm banking on the fact that Johnny Depp will force people to go out and watch a movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's I banked good. On that last year. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember that trailer. Me. Did they mention any other Nolan movies? Like, connect the guy to...
Yep.
No, okay.
I don't think so.
Let us...
But that trailer looks... I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, because it could be interesting, but the trailer itself didn't look that great.
My problem with that movie is whenever I saw the trailer, the concept itself is something that I've heard talked about by science fiction people,
mm-hmm.
like who are talking about this is what's really going to happen, and this is the real immortality and this kind of shit. And I'm like, yeah, they're dumb in real life.
Yeah, it sounds... like it's... I don't expect a lot from the movie. This is hope. And I had to pick something.
After we took Captain America.
Right. After Captain America was gone, April was just on fire. May, though, I got right. Spider-Man Part 2 is coming out in May. And they've been showing trailers for this shit since 4 years ago. Like, it's been... since the first one. Since the first one came out.
Sony.
Sony has been showing trailers for the second one.
You think Sony took lessons from Marvel and Iron Man, advertise?
I think Sony is, because they were in a precarious position in terms of making money for so long, I think Sony is no longer joking with any. They are not joking around.
Look how
many ads we've seen for this movie.
They've got
already
20 villains in this movie. Of course they're not joking.
They're like, anything you need, Mr. Webb, we're going to give you all the money, all the writers, all the promotion. It has to make billions of dollars because we need it.
I'm still sad that it's not Sam Raimi. I love Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
He did Part 3, just remember.
I know he did. Yeah.
I'm still not willing to blame him on that one completely.
Fine. I also took Godzilla from Andrew. We did a secret swap. that neither Andrew or you know.
I'm going to love the when May comes around and Damien comes to me.
All I'm
like,
watching
Andrew,
is Godzilla.
I love Godzilla.
But you're getting it.
Because I know Godzilla is Damien's movie.
Goddamn right it is. I also picked Neighbors in May, not Godzilla, because I couldn't get my Godzilla. And for my third movie in May, this is a substitute. It's called Million Dollar Arm.
No, you have another May movie.
No, I have two. Right, Spider-Man Neighbors. And Million Dollar Arm. I have no more May movies. That is not in May.
May 30th.
Is it? Oh, I had it for something else. I had that for June. Oh, well then. I really did it properly. Maleficent. Maleficent? Maleficent. The Wars.
I don't think anybody will get that joke, by the way.
No, that is for you guys. And I hope no one gets that joke.
I thought that was actually a musical, to be honest. I thought it was based on Wicked, so I thought it was going to be a musical.
It is Oz the Great and Powerful, but with Angelina Jolie.
The Snow White the Snow White Huntsman version.
Yep. But Disney. And so I thought this movie was in June. Turns out it is in May, so let me just move this. Hop. I did a good thing. Alright. And of course, right, I said my substitute, Million Dollar Arm. That movie's trash.
Yes, it does. It looks bad.
And it is so, so bad.
I mean, I'll watch it for John Hamm because Mad Men, but.
Alright. In June, once again, getting it right. How to Train Your Dragon. Part 2. And Edge of Tomorrow. Because, of course, someone took 22 Jump Street. Some dirtbag. And someone who's going to be very sad when he watches Transformers to Transformers. In July, again, just killing it in July. Dawn of the Rise of the Planet of
when
the Apes.
When you come up against more Cloud Atlas, it's going to just blind you.
And this substitute, if this comes up, I am not doing podcasts anymore. Step up the fifth.
Step up all in.
Sure. They're making more step up movies, Thomas. And I put it on here as a joke, and I'm afraid it might backfire. In August, another dirtbag picked Guardians of the Galaxy. I picked Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Produced by Michael Bay.
Starring the lady that can act so, so well. So well that she had to be thrown out of the latest Transformers. Megan Fox. I thought that was, guys. I thought that in August. But August is bad. Moving on to September, I picked The Maze Runner because someone picked Box Trolls. Dirtbags.
Got first pick. What are you complaining about?
I didn't get first pick every month, did I? No, I did not.
You could have picked Box Trolls first.
Yeah, man.
Left Spider-Man.
Could also suck a dirt. In October, I picked Paranormal Activity 5 because it will be the one movie that I will not watch. There's no punishment for not watching a movie every month, is there? No, there is not.
As long as you made the 80%.
Mm-hmm. And I will. But not watching this. Unless it makes a killing. Then I'll watch it and go, this Paranormal Activity series looks incredible. I've never seen any of them. It's pretty good. I like the whole found footage thing.
Are you going to watch the marked ones this year as well to kind of give it
please,
some context?
Please stop talking to me now.
Watch all up to four.
In November, I picked Horrible Bosses Part 2. There's a lot of sequels. And I picked Bwam Part 2. Interstellar, Chris Nolan. This will be my four because he doesn't make bad movies. And he's picked everyone's new favorite actor after In Mud.
Damien, do you think this is the year where he could do it? Do you think this is the year where he could crash so bad?
I'm
so
afraid.
Hard.
Every time he puts out one of these movies.
You're like,
except the
Batman
movies, right? Like the Batman movies, we know what he's going to do. But every time he does something not called Batman, I go, this might. Like even with Bomb, before that trailer hit, we were like, don't know, dog.
It's not Batman.
Dog.
What is it going to be?
Like, Dreams? A movie about what? And then we saw the trailer and went, alright.
We saw the room turn.
Right, and we went, alright. Hopefully when they put out a real trailer for
this. Yeah, because this doesn't have a real trailer
understand.
Yet.
Because we know he can direct and make people look sad. Everyone knows that. But let's hope. And then in December, I could not get... In November, I couldn't get Hunger Games. So, what else? Whatever. In December, though, I did it. I fucking did it. I got The Hobbit, you motherfuckers.
I relinquished that movie from the second one this year. I'm
Hobbit.
Like, fuck that series. I'm done. I don't want to watch
it
anymore.
The Hobbit, you sons of bitches. And I got Paddington.
That's Paddington.
That's Paddington. You don't know what Paddington is? Congratulations. No one else does either.
I know what Paddington is. I used to watch that TV show.
Right. But no one in America does. And what numbers are we using? British numbers?
Wasn't Paddington Bear on Nickelodeon at some point?
Yeah.
I think so.
And so,
I mean, that's the logic they use for Tintin, too.
Yeah, and Tintin made so much... Oh, wait, it didn't. Nope, didn't.
I'm still waiting to find out if they're actually going to continue making the three Tintin movies they were planning.
I don't know if
where
you saw.
Handoff
I don't know if you saw where Peter Jackson is making other movies. So the answer to that is no.
And Edgar Wright is supposed to do one.
So yeah, I've picked my summer movies. I am in strong support for, with the exception of the Dirtbag, what picked Captain America, but that would have been impossible for me to get all of them.
All of April is mine. All of that April
yeah.
money leading up to one Spider-Man
right.
hits.
One Spider-Man hits, it's going to just be a black hole that sucks up all of that money.
I have a question, and this leads into like the same thing we were talking about last year when we did our draft and we were talking about movies to come, and we were talking about like looking at the movies that were going to earn money, and Iron Man obviously being the one to outshine everything.
Right.
Which it did for quite some time.
Which it did.
still does. It's still number one.
Actually, no.
No, Hunger Games.
Wait, no. If we're encapsulating
well,
it.
You're talking
in
about
both
overall.
Domestic and
oh, yeah,
worldwide,
no.
It is number one.
Hold on. If you encapsulate it as just from January to December, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But
Hunger Games will eventually take over.
It has already. Hunger Games and Frozen have both surpassed.
Well, no, not Frozen.
Iron Man.
Not Frozen. Frozen was at like 200 and change when I looked at it. We looked at it, what, was that a week ago or 2 weeks ago we did that thing? It came at 200 million in 2 weeks, like months after it came out.
Anyways, Damon is pointing to Spider-Man and saying that's going to be this year's movie.
Oh,
the movie that will...
Finally took over. Cash and Fire beat Iron Man.
Yeah. The movie that's supposed to... earn all of the money this year is Spider-Man.
No, I don't think that's going to happen this year.
I'm curious. Looking at the movies that we have here, maybe it's because of the restriction we put on ourselves over the months.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it looks like it might be a lower number for box office in general this year. Like, it looks like it's going to be one of those years where if there's not going to be that many movies which go past the 100 at best.
Right, because... Well, the year just gone, there were 32 movies that made more than $100 million. And Andrew had 31 of them.
Out of my 20.
But actually, don't think so. If you look at, the how the movies are spread this
and a lot of them are sequels.
None of them are. I don't see any of them as being like black holes that will suck money from literally everywhere else.
I think Hunger Games.
I think Captain America. No, Cap. Hunger Games and Captain America, because of when they're being released, they have nothing
to compete with.
And so too will The Hobbit. Nothing is coming out
in
Christmas that's going to come.
Into the Woods will kill that shit.
That will face The Hobbit.
Exodus, motherfucker.
Unless Chris Nolan is holding some ace in the hole, and when we see the ads for it, we go, fuck Hunger Games. It's all Interstellar, and I doubt that very much, because Hunger Games audience is already there. It's built in, and no one is going to watch the second one and go, I've had enough. I've seen enough of this trash. But in the summer, there won't be anything as big as
Iron Man. there is a bit of a black hole now, knowing that Fast 7 won't be out this year.
Right.
Because that was supposed to be, what, July?
But even Fast 7, like, we thought Fast 7 made a absolute killing, right? Which it did worldwide. But
yeah,
in
but
the States,
it was like
it made,
200 and change.
It was number 7
on
the list. Monsters made more, Man of Steel made more.
Star
Frozen,
Trek.
Despicable Me, and Iron Man. Star Trek did not
make
more money.
Oh, well, I was hoping.
Star Trek is 11. But that is, like, Oz the Great and Powerful. It's number 10. It's the 10th. It made the 10th most money last year, which is the saddest thing I've ever heard. That movie's hot garbage. But I think, like, when you look at it on the list last year, there's a lot of movies that made it into 100 million. But most of the money we got came from the movies that made $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And movies that made $200 million were 13. Only 13 movies made 200. And I'm pretty sure we can find 13 movies on the list here, if we go month by month, that will hit 200 million. I don't think that is a... X-Men will do it. Spider-Man will do it.
Spider-Man and Hobbit.
How to Train Your
Dragon
will Transformers
do
will do it. Planet of the Apes will do it.
Godzilla will do it.
I don't know. I'm just talking about... Sure bets.
Captain America, did you see that? That's
yeah.
Doing.
Captain America could do that.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Actually, I'm not sure about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nerds will show up for that shit in droves. They're nerds. No one thought so. People were skeptical that art is Superman, but the last one was bad. And this
no.
time, but by the time the marketing kicked in, remember, Disney's behind Guardians of the Galaxy. Disney has entire channels that will blast that non-stop because they have to make back their money.
But it's the thing that this is the one that even some nerds don't know about that much.
Sure enough.
Right? It's the one that no one really gets, right? Mm-hmm. Where like even when Avengers was over, everyone was going, who the fuck is that dude at the end of Avengers?
Yeah.
Right?
Because
and they had to go on the internet and find out.
Of
right. And it was only the hard nerdcore culture who went, that's Thanos, and we're going to get the Infinity Gauntlet, and that's going to be amazing.
But think about Disney's marketing machine. This is what you're not remembering.
That's what he used logic for his animated films last year.
Well,
and
Frozen.
It worked for Frozen.
Well, yeah.
One out of like
but
three.
That was the only one that was made by Disney, to be fair.
What was the other ones that Disney made? Right? Disney owns ESPN, remember that. Just keep that in mind. Marketing. They can blast. Like, if they put, when on the run up to Guardians of the Galaxy, every sports center, every Monday night football, just Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course. I remember, for all those people that don't watch sports, they also own ABC.
Right. And they own the Disney Channel. What children watch. You can cut.
Can I lie to them and say they'll have Star Wars hints in Guardians of the Galaxy and they'll all go.
Despicable Me 2 is the third, made the third most money, right? Please explain to me why.
People love Minions.
Not the first set of Minions they didn't love to the tune of $900 million.
We've seen it with every franchise. There is a progression.
Ask him about Smurfs 2. Ask him. What happened with Smurfs 2?
No one loved the Smurfs. It made money because people took their children to it, but no one loved it.
Fine. Ask me about Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. People love Cloudy with the Meatballs. One. What happened? No one. No one showed up for that. So don't give me that. No one. Kids are fickle because they're children. Shiny objects trick them. But if they don't want to watch that shiny object, what do? No adult is going to watch that. Right? Unless you kids say, drag me to this nonsense. You're bold. Smurfs. Chloe. So, I don't want to hear it.
So, are we all going to say each of us are going to win this year?
Well, I think we all want to win.
Yes. And I think...
I don't know if I can actually evaluate anybody else's list or even my own list properly.
If Maleficent does what Disney wants it to do, I'll win.
When do you think at the point this year we will know who the front runner is?
At the end of summer, as usual.
Well, remember, Douglas has a $400 million November bullet, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right, so at the end of summer, if I can clear $400 million, I've won. Because if I can get close to $400 million, I know in December he has jack shit, and I will take from his $400 million, $200 million.
I have a Marvel in December, okay?
You have nothing in December.
I have a Marvel movie in December.
Where?
Big Hero 6.
Yeah? You think Big Hero 6 is November?
Actually, hold on. Oh, yeah, it's Big November. Hero 6 is November. Okay. Sorry.
He has Night at the Museum 3 in December.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Which will definitely take money from
it. It's gonna make money.
Nothing
will take Damien, money all of those. whatever. But seriously, though, both of those movies before have made 130, 140
million. I'm not saying that it won't make money. You're saying it's going to take money from the final Lord of the Rings movie.
No, Damien. Mm-hmm. There'll be another trilogy.
One knows that yet. They haven't announced that yet.
Only we
so
know.
So until they announce.
When Peter Jackson makes
the
some
trilogy
bullshit.
Of trilogies.
Peter Jackson will make some bullshit in the next 3 years, and then he'll have to apologize by
the trilogy. Trilogy.
Lord of the Rings bullshit.
When they announce Legolas, the trilogy, then. But nothing is going to phase.
I feel like I've gone through. With Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. I feel like I've gone through the Star Wars experience within such a short space of time.
Dear.
Because the first trilogy of Lord of the Rings is brilliant.
Andrew.
And the first trilogy of Star Wars is brilliant.
Andrew. Yes, and but then the second trilogy of Star Wars is a black hole what destroyed Star Wars.
And I feel like that's what this trilogy is going to be.
Yeah, but that is you and Douglas. Everyone else that went to watch The Hobbit went, dog, more Lord of the Rings, and moved on. In fact, the only reason that I'm not going to watch it again at Carib is because it's at Carib. That is the only thing preventing me from going back and watching it again.
Alright, here lies my next question to you guys. Out of your so far drafted films,
yes,
what do you consider the most, I shouldn't say most, the one that you feel will be the sleeper hit of your list? Like, we all know the ones we picked in the first, second, third draft are the ones we're looking to hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeper hits.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Gravity of the Year.
Oh. Stop that. Fuck
Gravity. I'm hoping for, I don't know how much of a sleeper it is, but I'm hoping for A Million Ways to Die. Because that's, again, Seth MacFarlane. I could be wrong.
I don't know, we haven't seen anything about it.
Yeah, we haven't, exactly. It's between that and maybe even. I wonder if The Interview can do what this This Is The End did.
I think maybe it's because all I have really is that title, and I don't quite have an idea of what the movie itself is.
Yeah.
This Is The End I knew about a long time ago because it was based on a short film they had done eons ago, and they'd been begging to do this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I already had a feel for what the movie was going to be, so I knew what to expect from it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that dollar value.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You and them. No one expected that.
But yeah.
Andrew?
Off of my list, I have to say, I'm kind of hoping
for Rain.
Exodus.
mm-hmm. more than anything else.
Oh, so that he can compete in December.
Yeah. Because honestly, like, if you look at the numbers for Kingdom of Heaven, while it wasn't a great theatrical released film, the numbers that went with them were relatively good. And Ridley Scott, while we complain about him,
he's still Ridley Scott.
Negate the Counselor, which was a tiny movie in comparison to everything else he's done, was generally have good releases.
He's batting. Yeah, but his quality of movies recently.
Mm. And also, I'm kind of hoping for
Rain.
Deliver Us From Evil. Because I'm looking to that horror dollar.
What about No?
I'm not confident of its dollar value.
You pointed out the thing that I wasn't thinking about. Christians will want to watch that.
No.
And then they will hate every second of it.
No,
it would lead to controversy. And what does controversy lead to?
I think that would work only here, and we don't count. When
Fox News
realizes what has happened, those things, I feel more
not
and
even
more
close.
Like it's no longer dogma level of garbage that they're dealing with.
You're talking about a different America. Fox News is still destroying it over. There were people petitioning for people to start using Christmas in TV because they said happy holidays. People were like, why can't they say Christmas? Right? Because December is like angry people, and they got thousands of people to do that in Christmas when people have shit to do. So don't tell me that.
Also,
you're all crazy people.
Also, I'm going to play my Oz bias and say I think the movie in an area where there are no good movies,
mm-hmm.
that might not be a good movie but might work right along in January.
That's true. For me, it is Maleficent. I'm not going to pronounce it properly. I want people to tell Andrew that I'm saying it wrong. So that I can chuckle silently. Like quesadillas. So good. And the worst.
Oh god.
You're going to be like, why are they always laughing at us, Andrew? I'm not answering.
Don't you dare.
Oh, the worst.
And I'm hoping the Lego movie.
Oh, I wanted that one.
Killing. I hope all the little children just
tell
force
him Batman
everybody.
Tell him Batman.
Just force all the parents. Why am I watching this? And I hope it's good.
I want to watch that movie.
I want to watch it too, but I'm an idiot.
It looks so silly.
I don't know if I want to watch.
And the movie that I'm hoping does the opposite of what Andrew is asking me right now. It's Transformers.
You asshole.
Oh, alright. If we're playing that game, the movie I hope bombs.
Just crashes and burns
is
into
Spider-Man 2,
into nothingness. Yeah, but that is a dream. That is a terrible dream.
That movie looks bad. Like, it really looks bad.
Little nerds.
Like, it looks like Spider-Man 3, the re-coming.
Yeah.
Because it's done. It's made the mistake that movie made, which
is
just add too many.
But remember when we saw the trailers of Spider-Man 3, we lost our mind because he was fighting a billion people.
And now I have knowledge.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But one mistake years
and
ago.
And also, slowly, the Amazing Spider-Man 1 has deteriorated in goodness in my mind.
No, because it's just a remake of the first one.
Well,
it
not even the remake reason. Like, it just doesn't work.
The reason
I'm
excited is because Mark Webb has gotten the green light from Sony to make Amazing Spider-Man. And they've given him all of the money. They've told him, do whatever you need. Just make sure this makes a killing. And I thought having a lot of people and villains would have messed up movies. And then I saw Avengers had 19 million lead characters, and at the end of the movie they just went Hulk smash and everyone, this is the best movie. Because they got it right, they got what was important right. They said we need to destroy New York. How do we do that in the most spectacular way? And they did it. I see the Spider-Man trailer, I see what Electro did to Times Square. And if you look at me and tell me that doesn't look amazing, You're a liar. You are a liar.
There's Rhino and there's...
Think about focus, Grasshopper, on the Kung Fu.
I feel what we're doing right now is what we did last year when I was arguing for Star Trek's money value and you were going, Andrew, Star Trek won't make a dollar. Those nerds don't know what they're talking about. They're not going to go to the movies, and Star Trek ended up making a decent amount of money.
I love Star Trek.
Yeah.
Star Trek is awesome.
And now you're doing the same thing to me.
You know, sad that a lot of people don't like Star Trek.
Yeah. I know. A lot of people think this one is horseshit.
Yeah.
I can't wait
till a lot of people hate Man of Steel.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
can't wait until he derails Star Wars forever.
But apparently all the Star Trek, all the people that made Star Trek have been like, you guys that don't like my movie are assholes.
Yeah. Guys. Yeah. We put blood, sweat, and tears into this, and this is amazing.
I will say the one thing that I'm happy that J.J. Abrams has come out and admitted is that he made a mistake by not just upfront saying it's canon.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, he's done it with all of his movies where he has something that he's like, we're not telling this about the press and we're going to just make it be a mysterious thing. Yeah. But it was such an obvious thing that was going to be happening, and everyone just was like, If I have to pick one that I can statistically say might, and of course isn't mine, I'm going to go and I'm going to look straight at Planet of the Apes 2. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
You're all bad people.
Andrew, I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you
with more matrices.
More
Jupiter Ascending. I'm not sure about
that. Probably has the highest probability.
That movie will make a lot of money. That is not that movie. You can't say bomb for a movie that isn't going to make a lot of money.
But how much? Look at Cloud Atlas.
Cloud Atlas only made like 40 million.
It didn't make a lot of money worldwide.
Oh, first of all, this is what you have to understand, the difference between those two movies, Cloud Atlas and this. Technically, Cloud Atlas was an independently funded and marketed film.
Oh, okay.
Jupiter Ascended is a studio film. With studio money behind it.
And they want back their money right quick. What other movie do I think might... Guardians of the Galaxy.
You know
what?
I think I might bomb.
I'd like to
bad mind Damien though with and this is nothing but bad mind with How to Train Your Dragon because that first
That's
movie
me and Spider-Man.
That exactly. That first movie had
no right
to be not only as good but make as much money as it did.
No.
Because I watched that movie and I fell in love and there's no reason for that.
It's
really
so good.
The second movie just needs to be like a cloudy.
But they have a cartoon.
Oh yeah. Yes, I do. That's true.
And
that's
apparently
true.
It is doing quite well for itself. And so I'm going to assume that all the little kiddies will go out and watch it.
I'm going to wish the worst for Hercules.
Why?
Well,
you don't need
that's a possibility.
Because I think The Rock has been a moneymaker.
Well, not just The Rock. Actually, you know who's been a moneymaker too is Brett Ratner. He's a big money maker.
I'm going to argue.
All of his movies have made over 100. Forget The Rock. I can take Brett Ratner, who all of his movies that he's made are above 100 million. And
I'm going to tell you about all the money making movies that The Rock.
I'm conceding to Transformers and Hunger Games. I'm conceding to those two.
Yeah.
And you yet to decide whether X-Men will make that much.
I'm not sure if it will.
I don't think it will make 150. But
did you watch Snitch?
Yes, I did.
How much money did it make?
I guess not that much because that was a small movie.
Pain and Gain.
That's
a small movie.
Well, that one made like what, 50 last year?
Faster.
One second, that was a tiny one. That must have made like 20 or 30.
Planet 51.
I don't even know. That's
that count.
That don't count. That's his animated show where no one knows he's in it.
The Tooth Fairy. Get Smart. The Game Plan.
I like how we're now into like 2005.
Is the game plan
Vin
Diesel?
I'm just telling you.
Isn't the game plan Vin Diesel?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just telling you all of the movies that he's saying The Rock makes a lot of money. No, he doesn't.
Fast movies.
Fast movies.
Let's look at the movies. With stars, you have to always look recent. Let's look at the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a lot of wrestling bullshit. We've got Fast and the Furious 6, which is huge.
And Fast 5.
Yeah, you have your Pain and Gain, sure.
Pain and Gain didn't make
what G.I. is Joe. I don't know what G.I. Joe 2. What is Empire State? I don't know what it is.
Terrible is what it is.
Snitch. Snitch, which apparently is bad.
I like
it. Journey 2, which made
nothing. 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 Journey 2? Journey 2, it killed that franchise. It's over.
Really? You have Fast 5. You have.
Well,
okay,
the truth of the matter is, I'm conceding to Transformers.
You have the other
Hunger
guys,
games,
even
that
don't
didn't
know
make
what
a
it,
lot of money.
And I don't know what else really looks threatening from Douglas.
Oh.
So I had to pick
from
some.
Me, I don't think Hercules, like The Rock, makes money in Furious movies. But
you don't think
Nathan,
I mean,
money.
When you talk about threatening, right? You mean, what are you saying? Like a
Fast Iron Man 3 threat.
Oh, so like a 400 million and a 300 million. Oh, well, I don't think there are many movies in the year that are going to be threatening
tops.
Like that. Like, look at all of our lists last year. I don't think very many did that. I got lucky. I got two. Actually, three because of Frozen. You got what?
Three or four?
You got
Star Trek, Despicable Me 2, Oz, and there was something else last year.
Gravity. Which is by accident.
Right. You got Gravity, you got...
But you know, I think in terms of threatening, let me tell you
Hobbitses.
Let me tell you what I think could threaten, and this is not a definite list. This is definites plus outliers plus potential, right? I think clearly we have Hunger Games, Transformers. I think X-Men might definitely a better chance than a lot of my movies have, right? I think that Big Hero 6 actually might, right? Again, this is even less probable than X-Men, right? I think A Million Ways to Die has a chance.
Yeah.
Again, even less than Big Hero 6.
Because of who?
Exactly, because of who is behind it. Other than that, you know, I have some small money makers. But I think I have potential.
I wonder if the Monuments Men can make...
I don't know. I think
George Clooney the shit out of the name.
I think you can top out at 100. I think that's where Monuments Men is going.
If 100 is made there, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would be too.
I am afraid that Americans will go and watch Robocop.
I think that's a possibility. I didn't even want to say that, though, because I don't want to jinx it.
Robophobic.
I want
them to be robophobic.
I'm afraid Robocop might be the Oz for this year.
Robocop is...
it comes out...
It is a bit of a classic, isn't
right.
it?
It comes out against absolutely nothing. And then it gets to have its way. Well, I mean, Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club.
Well, but that's a different market though.
First of all, I'm joking.
Okay.
Relax. And, Robocop.
Like last year, I was very confident about a lot of my outliers, to be honest. Like you guys say I got lucky, but I was really confident about.
Yeah.
I knew Melissa McCarthy was a moneymaker, right? I knew that from the year previous.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I could trust things like Identity Thief because the director behind it is $100 million man. He's the guy who did Horrible Bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another movie which he did, which people didn't believe was going to make money, and he made 100. And then he did Identity Thief, 100 plus. And then I knew from that moving forward, the Heat would get the traction with the Melissa McCarthy love. I don't really feel that.
Sandra Bullock love.
And that Sandra Bullock love went to Gravity. I don't know. I don't really feel too confident about all of the outliers this year.
Yeah, I'm not 100% confident.
And
but I do think... You know what? I'm going
to
just say this for
did
all
you
of
that
us.
To me?
I think,
yeah, I shared it with everyone.
Yeah, everybody has it. I think that all of us, there is going to be at least one movie we didn't think was going to make money that just makes bank. Right? No, not one of us. Every one of us. Each of us. I think there's at least one movie that we are absolutely confident about that will fail. And I think that there are going to be some... that everything else will be kind of in the middle.
I want Godzilla to be good, but I don't want it to be too good in terms of money.
Did Andrew get Godzilla?
Of course he did.
Yeah, okay.
I did that just to piss him off.
I want Sin City to be good.
Me too, but
I'm afraid.
I have a feeling
I'm afraid
money.
That it is
yeah.
going to be a bad.
Yeah.
It not making money,
does you know what though?
I don't care.
Let me tell you why I think it's
nothing
probably going to be good. You see, the bad argument, I think, comes a lot from
What was the name of that movie? The Shadow or something? That Frank Miller movie?
Yeah.
I think
I'm taking that away because Rodriguez is back.
But that's exactly, that's the thing. Rodriguez is directing this movie. And let's even take out Sin City from the mix. Rodriguez just directed Machete Kills.
Have you watched
and
that yet?
That movie, he got it absolutely right. He got the action side of it right. He got the this is not serious in any way, shape, or form right. And he put those two things together and did it perfectly. And I think he can do that. Even though this isn't exactly the same thing, there is some seriousness to this, but there's a lot of lightheartedness to it and I think
I'm not
he can
afraid
do that.
Of Rodriguez's ability to make a good movie because he knows how to make his genre movies because that's what he grew up in.
Yeah.
Right? I know he's not going to make more than 60 to 80 million on his movie tops, if that much.
The Maze Runner is the movie that I think will do what Endgame didn't do.
Ender's Game. Oh my goodness. I remember you were toting that for like
because
days
I don't think
and you're, years
like people who
and months.
People who read books treat Ender's Game like it is the second coming of game, of Jesus. Like, this is the greatest thing that has ever happened. And then the people what directed it went, yeah, we did it right this time, guys. And no one touched the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody just well, and I bet on Will Smith this year.
No, I bet on Will Smith this year.
Last year.
Oh, okay.
Shyamalama. But Shyamalama Ding Dongness just outweighed all of that. Everybody doesn't. Dog, I'm not watching anything from M. Night. And they were right to not watch it.
I haven't seen that movie.
Don't.
I don't want to see that movie.
You don't need to.
Anyways, I think it's best we just kind of end off there. Looking forward to the year to come. I guess we'll be back to this.
The movie that will make the most money out for the year, though, is this.
I'm done. Oh my goodness.
When he puts out a proper trailer.
Captain America will do it, guys. He'll beat all of you.
Please don't let it happen.
I'm hoping for like $100 million from that movie for Andrew.
Yeah. Or less.
Well, that would be a failure as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But
Disney would light that studio on fire. Kill the director on the spot.
I'm hoping for between 1 and 150. I'm hoping for one, but I think 150 is more realistic.
We should be back.
I'm hoping the movie is rated at 1. And I am also hoping,
to be fair, I don't think that's gonna happen. I actually kinda like the first movie.
And I'm also hoping that it gets, I'm being realistic here, like 100 million.
Yeah.
Slides, like creeps to 100.
Because the first one only made 170. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Right? But it has America in the title.
Fuck yeah!
And Americans are estupido.
Oh, come on, dude.
They are muy, muy estupido. They're voting for George Bush twice.
He was Republican.
He was also the village idiot. What was that? Speaking of 9/11.
I've said this before. Probably not on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine that George Bush is actually a really smart guy. He just has a problem with speaking in public. I think that's really the problem.
I think you're prescribing a level of intelligence to George Bush that no one has ever seen slash heard.
That's just my take on him. I mean,
did
I have no real.
Watch the movie?
I have never seen the movie.
But you've heard the stories.
I've heard stories, but guess what? Everybody likes to get drunk. That's
no.
Whatever.
No, about specifically his intelligence.
Oh no, okay. I haven't. And that's the thing, right? This is an uneducated guess on my part. This is just because everybody's always like, he's such an idiot. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
I bet he wasn't. I think the thing that you said or someone else said to me is, when George Bush is dealing with humans, right? With non-war subjects, he has no idea. He's like, sure, guys. But when the war time came, he became real sharp, real fast. Like, he was, when he's talking about war specifically, and people have gone and presented clips, when he's talking about war, he's on point. Like, there's no stuttering, there's no nothing. It feels like he's... It is the thing he knows, but that is impossible.
He played a lot of Age of Empires.
Because he didn't go to war.
Well, you have to remember, he probably grew up in the White House when they were at war.
Fair enough.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's true. Or maybe...
I don't know what that situation was, but his father did go to war when he was president.
Did you think that's what they told him? Because like, when he just got in the first time, he was like, all right, this was lucky. I think you need to start a war so that the next one works out.
I don't have any idea who did this. I know you can win the second one.
Anyways, yeah, I guess we can end there. We're going to try and come back the first week of February, and we'll talk about January gone by, see how the numbers roll out.
We will talk about Jack Ryan. We will talk about
Ride Along.
What we won't talk about, though, is that awkward moment.
Because that would be an awkward moment.
Because no one is going to watch it. And I am quitting this podcast because of the joke and shit.
But it has Wallace in it.
Where's Mike? So thanks so much for listening.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.